degrading and falling victim to opportunistic problems?
Well, the epidemiology of HIV in every study that's been done, large long-term studies, have not shown that that this particular problem is sexually transmitted. Whether the studies done in the United States, Europe, and Africa, and there have been studies on all three continents that essentially have come to the same conclusion, and there's no evidence that HIV from these large epidemiological studies, and also from other epidemiological studies, there's no evidence that HIV is a sexually transmitted disease.
Well, you say here that it's now. What you don't know about HIV antibody tests can kill you. How so?
Well, first of all, the people think that the HIV test tests for the virus. It doesn't. It's an indirect test. It tests for what Gallo claimed were these HIV proteins or sugar proteins, glycoproteins. But if you have not isolated the virus, you don't know what the proteins of the virus should be. But these are proteins that he took the blood from multiple patients who were very ill, and he used that blood to patent an antibody test before he had truly isolated the virus that the test was supposed to identify. And the problem is that this test, there's not one package insert that says that this test can be used to identify HIV. And furthermore, the test has been shown to cross-react with at least 70 different things. For example, right now, the National Institute of Health in the United States is pushing everyone to get a flu vaccine. And a flu vaccine is one of the vaccines that cross-reacts with the HIV antibody test. So if you get the flu vaccine and you have an HIV test within 6 months and it shows up positive, how are you going to know if that's truly something you have to be concerned about?
Well, clearly we know that it's a fraud to start with here. And I mean, so
but
yes.
It isn't, but, but